Though Tansy was still only a young hedgehog, she was known to be a veritable rock of good sense. Because of this, she was one of the few youngsters allowed outside the walls of Redwall Abbey, mainly to gather materials for Sister Cicely's remedies. Fine spring sunshine filtered through the high canopy of mossflower wood as she began setting out the food. Yellow cheese, nut bread, a few candied chestnuts, and a flagon of elderberry cordial. "I know you're there, Arvin. Now come out this instant, or I'll eat all this lunch myself." The tiny squirrel leapt down from a nearby elm. "What have you been told about wandering off, you maggot?"
"Be a little starving, maggot, hee hee hee."
As he ate and drank, the little squirrel hopped around, chanting,
"Miggity, maggity, ho, ho, ho."
Tansy checked over the plants she had collected. Old hogweed stalks, angelica. What else did Sister Cicely want? Wintergreen. It had been gradually clouding over as they ate, and now a few telltale drops fell on her face. "Rain. Come on, Arvin. You can finish your lunch while I search among the rocks. There's good shelter there." Swiftly the two friends repacked their basket and set off deeper into the woodlands. The rocks were red sandstone ledges. Gaps caused by erosion had formed many shallow caves. Tansy and Arvin huddled in one as the chill wind chased the rain. "Oh, look, wintergreen." Tansy plucked a tiny plant with pale green spear-shaped leaves, whilst Arvin went into a little dance, shaking himself vigorously.
"Arvin wet now. Can't get more wetted. Me gonna play."
He bounded out of view, and Tansy sat miserably watching the rain. It wasn't fair. After she'd begged and pleaded to be allowed to take Arvin with her, she smiled, remembering how Viola Bankvole had been watching them leave from the rampart steps. The prissy Bankvole had turned nearly purple with envy. Ha! That'd show her.
"Tansy!"
Tossing aside her basket, Tansy dashed out into the rain.
"Tansy! Hurry! Fell down a hole! Help!"
Speeding to the spot where the sound came from, she reached down into a broad crack in the rocks. "Hold tight, I'll have you out in a tick." Before she could start lifting him, the nimble little squirrel had scrambled up over her paws.
"Looker, looker, down there, yee!"
Tansy gazed into the rift. She found herself staring into the eyeless sockets of a skull. Bleached bones and the remnants of clothing formed the remainder of the skeleton. Forgetting plants, basket and picnic lunch, Tansy grabbed Arvin's tiny paw. They sped off through the storm-lashed woodland as if the skeleton had risen from the rift to pursue them. Far across the restless ocean lies the Isle of San Petra. At first sight, it is a lush jewel set in turquoise waters where seasons never change from eternal summer. A closer look reveals that San Petra is rotten as a fly-blown carcass. It is haven to the flotsam of the high seas. Corsairs, sea rats, and all manner of vermin wave scum make their berth at San Petra, domain of the Pine Marten.